California. Wake up and laugh. The Ben Davis and Kelly K Show is on 99.7 DJX.
All right, good morning, guys. Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. It is 5:35, 75 outside. Good morning there, Kelly K.
Hello.
So, big news over the weekend in the world of sports. U.S. women's soccer team.
Team USA beat the Netherlands 2-0 to win the Women's World Cup for a fourth time, the second title in a row.
Yeah, big, big news there as the U.S. women's soccer team, World Cup champions, thanks in part to this goal.
Rose up the middle, looking, cutting, shooting, goal! Bravo to another U.S.
Yeah, ended up winning 2-0 over the Netherlands. I'm going to have to try to find the Telemundo call for that because, you know, the Telemundo call is always way more exciting than anyone else.
Doesn't matter if you understand anything they're saying.
Doesn't matter.
It's way more exciting.
Doesn't matter. Really doesn't. So yeah, there you go. That's big sports news over the weekend there, courtesy of the U.S. women's soccer team. So that's pretty cool.
Yeah, I have a gift, a shout out, speaking of soccer, to my niece. She's 12. She lives in Charlotte. She is on this traveling team.
Mm-hmm.
Out of 776 teams in her region, 16 make it to a tournament in New Orleans, and their team won it. So
oh, wow.
She is headed to the Nationals. Four teams in the whole country
look
are
that.
Going to this tournament. So, at worst, she is the fourth best team in the nation.
Wow, look
so
at that.
So, that's fun. Sportsy,
cool.
Sports.
Yeah, for sure. And you said that, I mean, she looks up to a lot of those women on
Alex
the...
Morgan.
Alex Morgan.
She's a fan of Alex Morgan.
Very cool.
Yep.
So, today on the show, we've got everything from Florida making the show. There's an update on a Setting the Bar story involving the Texas ice cream liquor.
Wow.
Yeah.
I think we've been waiting.
We have been waiting. Yes, bated breath.
For this update.
Well, we have one.
That's great.
Yeah. So that is that's on the show here this morning. We are going to take a look back at some of the other monumental victories that listeners have had over you, Kelly, in Can't Beat Kelly.
That's
coming
great.
Up here this morning.
Is that what we feel we need to do?
Well, that's what we're doing
Keep
today.
Keep kicking me while I'm down?
No. We're
a
doing
little.
That. We're doing that today, just because.
Just like the U.S. women's soccer team, just keep kicking.
Sure, for sure.
That's great.
That and Texas making the show, courtesy of the underwear light bulb guy. There is, like I said, Florida, and then we'll kick everything off with. Oh yeah. And we kick off Ariana Grande. We're gonna get you in for Ariana Grande with the All Access Summer. That is her show, Lexington in November. We're gonna get you in. Here all this week for that show in Lexington, November 17th, I believe. So that begins at 7 o'clock here this morning.
I will mention, when you were talking about the Can't Beat Kelly, there was an update over the weekend in the form of Twitter. Our winner, Brandy, she's going down as like the GOAT. She tweeted a picture of what she ended up buying with the $2,000 from Genesis Diamonds, and it's a gorgeous engagement ring.
Sure is.
And now... Hey, no pressure, boyfriend. You better find a pretty spectacular way to give it to her now. So that's pretty great.
I mean,
I will clean all the toilets at Genesis Diamonds.
Yeah, for sure.
For that kind of an outcome.
Bringing all that together.
It's fantastic.
All right, Set at the Bar coming up here in just about 10, 12 minutes from right now. Kicking off the... It's Ben and Kelly, 99.7 DJX, coming up here in just a few minutes. Setting the Bar, small examples of what not to do when you are late for work. I know sometimes things happen and, you know, out of your control, maybe. Maybe it is within your control.
Yeah, but there are things you can do to not make it worse.
Yeah, and this is an example of what not to do when you are late for work, courtesy of Paul. Paul's going to give us this lesson.
Paul is the hero we didn't know we needed.
Hero?
Sure.
Interesting choice of words.
Okay.
That is next on 99.7 DJX.
I'm funny, every day discovering something brand new. I'm in love with the shape of you.
It's Ben and Kelly, 99.7 DJX. Ed Sheeran released another couple tracks over the weekend. One with Chris Stapleton and Bruno Mars called Blow.
I have a question. Are we supposed to play them all at the same time?
Not at the same time.
Okay. Which ones are staying around?
His album is going to be fire, by the way.
Of course it is.
And July 12th is when it's going to be released. But yeah, he's he's been like systematically releasing about one every 2 weeks.
Yeah, which, okay, Ed, I'm afraid of the Ed Sheeran overload.
No, let's not syndrome. Be afraid of it. You just yet,
I don't want to be afraid. I feel like he just gives us enough to make us buy the album, and then we do the rest of the album. But if we start playing all of them,
you're worrying too much.
All the time.
You're worrying too much. You can see the video. He released the video about 9 hours ago for Blow, but we've got it posted for you at WDJX.com.
Is he in it? Because I've sensed
no.
Okay.
No, it's a bunch of cover singers.
Yes.
That are singing the Chris Stapleton and Bruno Mars parts.
Every video he's been releasing, he's kind of been like CGI'd in there in a couple of ways, but he's like not in any of these videos.
No, the video is pretty cool though, and the song is like out of left field, like almost like a rock song.
Okay.
So it's pretty cool. You can listen to it. You can see the video. Just WDJX.com. Click watch.
Don't get me wrong. I love my Ed Sheeran.
Sure.
I'm afraid. I'm afraid if we get bombarded with all of the Ed.
Don't be afraid.
All the time.
Walk into the light.
Okay.
Don't be afraid.
It's Ariana did it, and so did Post Malone.
All right, set of the bar. Small examples of what not to do. If you can manage to make it through the day without calling in a fake police report because you're late to work, well, you're doing okay.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a two wrongs don't make a right kind of situation.
Yeah, so back a couple months ago, Paul was late for work, and he's like, man, I can't be late for work. So he decided,
I gotta have a good excuse.
Yeah, he told his boss, well, I got pulled over for expired car registration by the police. Seems pretty legit, right?
Sure.
The boss was like, like something about Paul's story didn't sit well with his boss. So
did he add in some unnecessary details?
Maybe.
That's when it starts to unravel.
So then Paul's boss was like, kind of pressed him on it.
Uh-oh.
To which Paul produces an actual document of like the interaction, almost as if Paul knew that his boss was going to be like, really? Are you sure?
Wow.
Maybe even if Paul had done this sort of thing before, right?
He sounds like a repeat offender.
So fast forward to Paul giving his boss these fake police documents showing the encounter of the police officer pulling Paul over for the expired car registration.
Uh-huh.
And so his boss just goes, I'll call the police.
Oh.
So he called the police to ask him about it. The police were like, well, I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, no.
Now he's facing like real felony charges of forgery.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's crazy. It's crazy.
I bet Paul didn't think he was actually going to call.
I mean.
Oh, Paul didn't think he was going to call.
I don't even know.
Oh, Paul.
But yeah, again, you might be running late for work this morning. Maybe best to just be honest. Use Paul as the example, okay?
Did he get to keep his job?
I don't know.
I'm guessing that could be another double whammy.
Probably.
Not only now are you going to be facing felony charges, but now you lose the
job. Now you lose your job.
Which might make it difficult to find another job
when
they find out how you lost this job.
That's setting the bar, guys.
Oh, no.
If you can manage to make it through the day without calling in a fake police report because you're late to work, you're doing okay.
Paul's the anti-hero we didn't know we needed.
That's right. Jonas Brothers, 99.7 DJX. Congrats to everybody who got in on Bonus Jonas last week. Of course, that is part of the DJX All Access Summer brought to you by Wellstone Regional Hospital. We are going to be contacting winners today.
Okay, I was going to say, like, how'd that turn out?
No, we're going to be contacting winners today. So that's pretty cool.
All right.
Of course, that show is in September in Cincinnati. So there you are. This week, it's Ariana Grande. So be listening here in about an hour. We'll give you a winning word. You can get that into the website at WDJX.com. And you can get in on some tickets for Ariana Grande in Lexington with 99.7 DJX. All right. Feel good stories. Do this every single hour. Brought to you by Ray's Ford, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge. Everything cheaper outside the city. Visit RaysFord.com. So we've seen these stories before where, you know, firefighters respond to an incident that is happening and at like a house or something. So in St. Louis, this happened where some firefighters, they responded to a guy who was suffering a medical emergency as he was mowing his lawn. So the firefighters respond, they got him to, the ambulance, and they sent him on his way. The guy turned out to be okay.
That's good news.
Yeah. Okay. But the firefighters I mean, the guy was right in the middle of mowing his lawn. They finished mowing his lawn for him.
That's fantastic.
The first responders went above and beyond when they received a call for a medical emergency involving a man mowing his lawn. The firefighter paramedics got the man loaded on the ambulance and off to the hospital. When he left, they finished mowing his lawn.
Yeah.
That's so great.
Good stuff. So
it's a nice little surprise when you come home, too. Like, hey, it's finished.
I know. That is nice. Yeah. I mean, you know, just those small things that kind of go unnoticed.
Yes.
That, you know, police and firefighter and EMS do beyond just helping.
Making sure the person is okay. Yeah.
Yeah. So
they saw an opportunity to go above and beyond. That's awesome.
So there you go. That's your little feel good. Brought to you by Ray's Ford on 99.7 DJX. It's Ben and Kelly, 99.7 DJX. What's happening in California? Two earthquakes almost within 2 days. One 6.4 and another 7.1. Mm-hmm. Magnitude earthquake, even caught on camera. Several, there was a baseball game where you saw the actual camera filming the baseball players playing, who they just continued playing right through the earthquake.
Well, yeah, when you live in that area, you start to get a little used to that happening.
But the camera was kind of shaking up and down. And then these news anchors were actually on camera when the earthquake happened.
We are experiencing quite a bit of shaking. If you'll give us a brief moment here, we're making sure that nothing is going to come down in the studio here.
And it is going for quite a bit, everybody. It continues.
You can hear things shaking.
Are shaking.
I know.
Like the lights.
Very strong earthquake.
Pretty strong here.
8:21 here on the air. We're experiencing very strong shaking. Wow. I think we need to get under the desk.
All right, we're going to go to break. We'll be right back after this. Wow.
Yeah, what do you think? I don't know if you've seen kind of that clip in meme form, but
that is going to live in infamy.
That poor anchor who's like her face, and then she's like getting under the desk.
Well,
and
it's because just, my first thought is, is there something from, you know, the lights or something that's going to fall on you right now? Because that happens.
I remember this would have been probably, it was a long time ago, but there was an earthquake where its epicenter was in southern Illinois, and we felt it here in Louisville. And Kelly and I,
we were
on the air when it happened.
And listen, I didn't have my makeup on yet. And I'm like, I'm not going out like this.
No, and I'm like,
So
help me, if you're the last person I see and you don't even have makeup on, my gosh.
That was going to be tragic. That's
super tragic.
So they said it's the largest Southern California earthquake in at least 20 years.
Oh, wow.
And followed by a series of large and small aftershocks. So, kind of scary.
There's a lot of reasons now to move out of California.
Oh, my gosh.
It would just be, nope.
Post Malone now on 99.7 DJX. 99.7 DJX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. By the way, up on the website at WDJX.com, you can get in to win your copy of the movie Shazam. Yes, WDJX.com, the new movie Shazam. When a streetwise 14-year-old suddenly becomes a superhero, he has a lot to learn.
Really? Is that
Shazam?
That's your read of the plot line?
Own on Blu-ray and the digital movie. On Shazam. It's hilarious and heroic. Speaking of other movies, Spider-Man Far From Home earned the 6-day box office record there, $185 million.
$60 of that is mine.
Oh, there you go. All right.
You're welcome.
Largest ever for a film released over the 4th of July weekend. So Spider-Man Far From Home. I think we kind of called that as the number one movie over the weekend.
We did.
Yeah, for sure.
And I will tell you, pro tip, if you haven't seen it yet, stay for two extra scenes.
All right.
There is one after all of the credits.
That's kind of the Marvel thing, isn't it?
It is, yeah. But I will tell you, this is what I'll tell you. In the first extra scene, we're all like, no. I'll tell you that. That was the reaction.
Okay.
And then the second extra scene, we're like,
okay, so if I can have the reactions in first number one.
Yeah, first number one is no.
And then the second. Okay. All right.
There you go. You're welcome. Enjoy that.
Toy Story 4, number 2 over the weekend at the box office. Yesterday, number 3.
Oh, wait. Can I tell you my reaction for Toy Story 4?
Okay.
I knew it was
going to
be that.
Okay.
It's so sweet. Okay. There you go. Is that accurate?
All right. I like that one.
I just handed that to you on a silver platter. Kind of did. You're welcome. Yeah. You're welcome.
All right, so there you go. That's movies. Spider-Man Far From Home.
Maybe that's how we just do every movie review from now on. Just in, give you my reaction.
Kelly's reactions.
Yep.
All right, Spider-Man was. Okay.
That was the second.
That was the second.
Extra scene.
Extra scene. There you go.
The one before that was, oh, no.
Is there one for like
it,
the whole
it was
movie?
More like it was more like this.
No.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, remember.
Okay. Now you can, oh, you can put your own twist on it.
99.7 DJX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. Quick text message from Hunter. Text in at 502-571-9970. Wondering if he says, so both of those are the first time Kelly saw a man naked? Question mark. Oh, you mean the noises of the...
My reactions.
Finale from the Spider-Man Far From Home.
The two extra scenes.
Okay, well, let's find out.
No! Yeah, I don't think that's accurate.
First time Kelly saw a man naked?
I don't think that's accurate.
That's like a bad reaction.
Right.
Or...
That's probably closer. That's closer to
closer.
How that was.
First time Kelly saw a man naked?
Yeah, I'm going to say the second one. It's probably closer to reality.
Yeah, if you hear this.
No.
Yeah, wow.
Well, I mean, that could be good. I'm really kind of diving
That's
in.
That's yours. We just heard
that. That could be good.
We just heard that.
That could be good. Could be good.
No.
I know.
We're going to roll the tape back on you.
Hey, you know, I mean, I'm...
Oh, wow.
I'm just happy it happens.
Is that you trying to explain... Never mind.
All right, coming up next, with the 4th of July weekend, obviously people are setting off a lot of fireworks. Some people get a little bit, I don't know, testy at the fireworks that are being set off in their neighborhood.
Oh, yeah. My daughter was testy at the fact that she didn't get to go out in the little paddle boat on the... On the pond.
All right.
And then we miss the fireworks.
We dive in on Facebook to the comments section with Facebook Fight Theater.
Oh, wow.
Coming up here next on 99.7 DJX. Hey, hey. 99.7 DJX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show on Facebook at Ben and Kelly Show. And you know, from time to time, we like to dive into the comment section on a Facebook post.
I feel like this is kind of relatable.
Sure.
When someone is lighting off fireworks before the 4th of July in the neighborhood.
Oh.
That was a situation with April.
Okay.
She's sounding off on Facebook about that. Katie is chiming in. Jim is also going to offer his 2 cents. And Bernard is going to, I don't know how... He's going to sound.
Bernard.
When I see that word, Bernard.
Bernard.
You're going to sound British.
I'm going to throw that out there. I'm going to see what kind of voice you create for Bernard.
Okay.
It's going to be fun.
Acting out the drama you see on Facebook with
Facebook Fight Theater
on 99.7 DJX.
Is anyone shooting off fireworks right now? It's 9:30 on Sunday night. It is against the law to do so in our community.
I just started hearing them too. So annoying.
Annoying and illegal.
Settle down, you Facebook cluckers. I think it's coming from that church on the corner.
I just called the police and they did, in fact, just confirm it is the church.
Well, they should have done it earlier.
What? Y'all realize you have to wait until dark to fireworks. And besides, this was their salute to the armed forces ceremony.
Oh, all right. Well, there seems to be a little reason there. It's still illegal.
Actually, the police said the church did have permits to do it.
Well, they should have notified everyone in the subdivisions around them. They may have had the permits, but that doesn't mean it's not rude and annoying.
That's right. Not very Christian of them. My dog is scared to death.
I called the church and left a message telling them how rude they are for doing this. And I also called the police.
Calling the cops on the church? Not very Christian of y'all. And the cops have better things to do.
And it was a wonderful display. Hashtag America. Hashtag Jesus approves. Hashtag permit. Hashtag police.
Sounds like freedom, if you ask me.
Y'all think you're so funny. It was out of the blue, it was rude, and illegal. Hashtag scared my dog. Hashtag fur baby. Hashtag fur baby rats. Hashtag she pooped.
Again, the church had a permit. They have had it on their big electronic sign for over a month. So just chill, people. Whoa. From your other posts, I thought you was a church-going lady.
Oh, I am. I would never be rude and bother people, but that church deserves to have Satan's dog take a massive dump in its front yard. Hashtag stinky as hell.
Well, all the notification dings from your constant Facebook posts arguing about this is disturbing my dogs. Maybe I should call the police on you.
I hope a firecracker shoots straight up your dump chute. Hashtag America.
Wow. Wow, hopefully you firework safely in your neighborhoods, folks.
That is aggressive.
That was
Facebook Fight.
Hashtag
America. Coming up on the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show.
Coming up, we got an update on a setting the bar story from last week involving the Texas ice cream liquor.
Yeah.
By the way, there have been plenty of copycats that have now filmed themselves doing the same thing.
Are grocery stores across the nation being assaulted in this way?
Assaulted with tongues.
There's going to have to be security now in the ice cream aisle.
Are they sticking with the same brand, or is it just any ice cream is getting, it could be victimized?
It could be any ice cream getting victimized. No. So there you go. Update coming up. 99.7. It's Ben and Kelly, 99.7 DJX. According to WLKY News, apparently the new baby elephant could be being born here very shortly. On Monday, they actually showed a video from the ultrasound from Mickey, the African elephant, who is going to give birth mid to late summer of this year. So they're saying could happen at any moment.
Do we have a live webcam that we can get fixated on?
We do have audio of an elephant giving birth.
And wow.
Yeah. So.
Okay.
That I can only assume would be audio of when that magical moment happens.
And wow.
A lot of fluid.
Yeah. A lot of fluid.
Yeah.
A lot of big fluid animals.
So, sure. Yeah.
Man, wow.
Yeah.
That'll make me feel good.
Yeah.
You know what? Just tell me after it's over.
Yeah.
So there you go.
And when it's all been cleaned up.
Ah.
All right. And I'll come visit.
Right. Yes. Right. Coming up here in just a few minutes.
They know who she is.
Yeah, the ice cream liquor of Texas.
You knew she was going to be identified. I mean, you saw her face.
Yeah, you really did.
Yeah.
All right, update on that coming up here after Ariana Grande. Ariana Grande, 99.7 DJX. That's a part of the DJX All Access Summer brought to you by Wellstone Regional Hospital. Coming up here in just about 15 minutes, an opportunity for you to get in on some tickets to her show in Lexington. So that's cool. Comes up at 7, 9, 12, 3, and 5 weekdays here on 99.7 DJX. Text message real quick from Anthony. Hey, Ben, Kelly, and Kat, just got back from Michigan at midnight from a surprise visit to my best friend from high school for his birthday this past weekend. It was
a
blast.
Fun. Yay.
Getting my car to go to work this morning, and first thing I hear is Kelly making her naked man sounds. LOL. Welcome back to Louisville to me.
Wow, when you say it like that.
No.
Yeah, maybe perhaps the first time Kelly saw a man naked. Or that. Doesn't... That one's good.
Throw yours in there.
And then, yeah, Kelly thinks that this possibly could be the first time I saw a woman naked.
Well, I mean, that could be good.
So there you go.
I feel like that's when you are given the opportunity with a nice lady, and then you have to have that reaction to her face.
Perhaps. Perhaps.
She'd probably be highly offended. Don't say that, Ben. Don't say that.
All right. An update for you on a setting the bar story we brought you last week. Remember the girl who licked the ice cream and put it back in the freezer? It was a pretty viral moment.
They know who she is.
Yeah. Uh-oh. Well, it didn't take long.
Yeah.
Right.
The young woman licking a container of ice cream and then putting it back in the supermarket freezer has been identified by police.
Sure.
Licking. Oh, you foul. Put it back.
Here she is.
Yeah, so she was caught on camera and then caught on security camera and all
These
that.
These new photos taken from surveillance cameras show the young lady and her boyfriend at a Walmart in Lufkin, Texas.
Okay, so she's been now dubbed.
Now she's being dubbed the Lufkin Licker.
Oh, wow.
Sure.
Oh, wow. Mom's proud, probably.
I know.
Yeah.
I know. So now, like it kind of came out that Texas was all like, wow, this could be a felony offense.
And, they were saying severe consequences.
Severe consequences, severe fines, maybe even jail time involved.
After police distributed the photos, she was quickly identified.
Yep.
A police spokesperson says the young woman and her boyfriend were both forthcoming with what occurred and admitted to the act. They won't release her name because she is a minor.
Yeah, so she's
a minor?
Yeah, she's under 17, so they're backing down from insisting the crime should be punished by 20 years in jail.
Whoa!
And fines of up to $10,000. So they're thinking that it's probably just going to be a slap on the hand for her. But yeah, there you go.
They were saying 20 years in jail was a possibility for licking ice cream?
Could be.
That seems excessive.
This can kind of be a feel good. She's not getting arrested. She's got 11 million views. So now maybe she'll be like YouTube famous or something.
Oh, great. You know what? The Bluebell should capitalize on this and invite her to be in a commercial.
An ice cream taster?
Yes, they should put all these different flavors in front of her, open tubs, and she just gets to lick them all.
Yes.
I mean, hello, Bluebell.
Let's hope that's how it ends.
I feel like that's the next step.
And now she's going to be rich and famous. This is perfect.
There you go. A little update on your setting the bar story from Texas. It is the, what is it? The Lufkin Licker has been caught, but she's under 17. So, so far, we don't know what the punishment will be, but it's not going to be 20 years in jail and $10,000 fine.
Okay, well, I bet her parents are real happy
that
they skated outside of that.
But you're right, Bluebell.
There's an opportunity here,
Bluebell. There is an opportunity. 99.7 DJX All Access Summer, brought to you by Wellstone Regional Hospital. We'll get you in on a pair of tickets for Ariana Grande in Lexington, multiple people, and we have several times for you throughout the day to get in on that, 7, 9, 12, 3, and 5. So your winning word is sweetener.
Sweetener. S-W-E-E-T-E-N-E-R. Sweet. Did I leave out a T?
No. S-W-E-E-T-E-N-E-R.
Okay, I said it right. I got it right.
You got it.
Okay.
You got it. Yeah.
All right.
Sweetener. Get that into the website at WDJX.com, and you could be with a pair of tickets to Ariana Grande's concert in Lexington, November 17th. It's part of the DJX All Access Summer. All right, you feel good. Do them every single hour here. Brought to you by Ray's Ford, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge. Everything cheaper outside the city. Visit RaysFord.com. So it was one of those instances where, again, police officers respond to a shoplifting incident at a Whole Foods. They found out that the woman who was shoplifting was hungry, and she was doing what she felt she needed to do to feed her and her family. She began crying when they told her, that obviously they had to
apprehend her.
Respond to this. Yes, for sure. But that's when it turned into the police buying her groceries there at Whole Foods to help feed her.
We approached her. I asked her what's going on. She told me she was hungry. So I looked in her bag and we decided to say, we'll pay for her food.
Yeah. So the police officers, instead of arresting her, they paid for the food that she had in her bag with their own money. So again, another example of like police, fire, EMS doing more than just, helping people out, responding to crimes. They're trying to better people. So that's good.
And hopefully she will take that kind gesture and then
pay it forward.
Her luck will hopefully start to turn around.
Yeah, there you go. A little feel good. Do them every single hour here. Brought to you by Ray's Ford on 99.7 DJX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. The bottle cap challenge is still a thing, apparently. And over the weekend, both Justin Bieber and Mariah posted their own little videos of the bottle cap challenge. And if you don't know what it is, it's where people kind of do slow motion roundhouse kicks on a stationary bottle and unscrew the lid of the bottle without like knocking it over.
It either like, you know, flies off or just spins a little. Jason Statham did it.
John Mayer
did it. My boyfriend Ryan Reynolds brilliantly turned it into an aviation gin ad.
Yeah, he actually just knocked the bottle over. He actually kicked the actual bottle. Justin Bieber nods to Tom Cruise to his infamous tweet, remember, of the UFC octagon match that's never going to happen.
Sure. Yeah.
Says that the bottle cap could be Tom Cruise's head.
This could be Tom Cruise's head.
Oh snap. And then successfully does it.
That's
roundhouse
great.
Knocks it off.
Impressive.
Mariah, though, has a different technique. So now think about this. Mariah Carey. She does treadmill in
high heels.
Yes. Right. Uh-huh.
She's wearing a gown. She's a glamorous Mariah in this video.
Not necessarily someone who you would expect to do a roundhouse karate kick, but
when I see Mariah's doing this bottle cap challenge, I'm clicking.
Yep. And so you click, and then she winds up, she gets ready to go, and
bottle cap pops off from the note that she sings.
So
genius.
After that, I saw so many videos of people just taking that audio and just messing with it. Mariah Carey, unfiltered audio.
Slowed down.
Yeah, right. For sure. But anyways, there you go. The bottle cap challenge is the thing there on 99.7 DJX. Coming up here next, You got a little emotional at the news of this, didn't you?
Yeah, it was a very sad passing of a Disney star over the weekend. We'll talk about that.
All right, Benny Blanco, 99.7 DJX.
No set.
It's 99.7 DJX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. Remember, Sweetener is what you're getting into the website at WDJX.com, and you could be in to win some tickets for Ariana Grande's show in Lexington as part of the DJX All Access Summer brought to you by Wellstone Regional Hospital. So kind of some sad news over the weekend.
Yeah, Cameron Boyce, Disney star, he was on a ton of different Disney Channel shows. He was on Jessie. That's kind of like where he really started to get pretty famous. He was in the Descendants movie, played Carlos DeVille, the son of Cruella DeVille, and which the third movie is set to premiere on August 3rd. On the Disney Channel, and my kids watched all of his little sitcoms, and so they were big fans of him, and a ton of stars were reacting to the news that he passed away of a seizure from some sort of medical condition that he had been treated for in his sleep on Saturday night. He was in Grown Ups, played Adam Sandler's son. So he's done a lot of different things, and it's just super sad news.
Yeah, of course, this from Jessie, we all kind of got introduced to him.
Ready for our date?
Disney fans fell in love with Cameron Boyce years ago when he played Luke Ross, the laid-back and crafty child of the Ross family, in their hit show, Jessie. But Boyce's acting career actually started at 9 years old, appearing in music videos and soap operas, and quickly moved to the big screen, even playing Adam Sandler's kid in the flick Grown Ups. But Cameron Boyce was more than just a budding star. The 20-year-old was also a philanthropist, raising money for the Thirst Project, which provides clean water for underdeveloped countries.
Wow, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, so he will be missed. Disney actor Cameron Boyce died in his sleep due to seizures, which was the result of an ongoing medical condition. So
just super sad statement from his family, and stars are going to continue to keep reacting because it's just, you know, it's just tragic. He's 20 years old.
Yeah, for sure.
Coming up on the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show.
All right, coming up, we're going to shift gears a little bit. Can't Beat Kelly is on a slight hiatus.
We have to recover.
Yeah, we do.
And get more things in the bank.
But we're gonna play some of the best moments of Can't Beat Kelly. So you can enjoy that on the way here in just a few on that. Ben and Kelly, 99.7 DJX, where up on the website at WDJX.com, you can still get in to win some tickets for Holiday World Splash and Safari, so that's pretty exciting. Just WDJX.com, click win, you can get in on that on 99.7 DJX. As we said, we're taking a slight hiatus from Can't Beat Kelly, just for a couple weeks.
And I have to clean some more toilets, Genesis Diamonds, just to talk them into some more money.
Which, by the way, our winner, Brandy,
She tweeted us a picture.
Yeah, she did. And it's a beautiful engagement ring that was able to pick up.
It is gorgeous.
Now we just need to get the engagement story. Because
he has to give it to her.
Yeah.
So
they got the rock.
Yeah. So the story behind it was she was talking with her boyfriend literally the day before she played Can't Be Kelly about maybe a possible engagement, and then she wins Can't Be Kelly.
If that's not a sign,
I mean,
that they are meant to be together forever and forever and forever.
Sure.
There it is. You're welcome.
So coming up next, some of the more classic moments from Can't Be Kelly, which you might enjoy. Smack Talkin' Michael.
Smack Talkin' Michael?
Yeah.
Oh, he was fun.
Who comes in guns blazing to Can't Be Kelly. What happens then after is what we'll play. All right? That is on the way. Cardi B now. 99.7. Can't Be Kelly.
Five pop culture questions. Let's meet who you are playing against this morning. Everyone say hey to Michael calling us from Brandenburg.
Hey, Michael from Brandenburg.
Good morning.
How are you?
Hopefully
going to
beat you.
Oh, you know, I like the confidence.
Already, just out there.
Love it.
So, Michael, you know how it works. We have five questions. You will get them first. Kelly will get them next. Then whoever gets more right wins. In the event of a tie, it goes to the house.
Michael, do you have a plan for this $2,000 of Genesis Diamonds if you win?
I do. I'm getting married on April Fool's Day.
Oh, that's a good story.
That is.
That's really
all right.
That's
so
a good story.
Let's kick Kelly out of the room, Michael, and let's get started with your question.
And his name is Michael. My husband's name is Michael. Okay. Good luck, right. Michael.
She's leaving.
Okay, bye.
Here she goes. She's out. All right. Question number one. Michael, who is in the World Series?
The Cubs.
And?
Shoot. I don't know. Hold on.
5 seconds.
We'll just say the Giants.
Which superstar performed one of their one and only concert of 2016 over the weekend?
Shoot, I don't know. Lady Gaga.
Rapper Aubrey Graham is turning 30 today. What name would we better know him as?
I'm doing horrible. I have no clue.
During her concert in Austin over the weekend, Taylor Swift shocked the audience when she performed This Is What You Came For. Who did she co-write that song with?
Oh, my God. Kelly's going to whoop me. I don't know.
Donald Glover has been cast as Lando Calrissian in the upcoming Star Wars spinoff. As a rapper, he is known to many as...
Oh, my God. I don't know. I didn't watch the news this morning.
All right. Let's bring Kelly in. Kelly!
Howdy do.
Horrible.
Howdy do.
I'm going to say you got half right.
Really?
I'm just a half a point?
Half a point.
Yeah, that's about right.
Oh,
right.
Michael.
Let's go. Let's get it started. Question number one for Kelly. Who is in the World Series?
Okay, I'm sorry, but you live under a rock. If you don't know, it's the Cubs versus the Indians.
That is correct.
I mean, everyone knows that. He got that one right, right?
No. He got the half.
Oh, come on!
He couldn't come up with the Indians.
I've won at this point, right?
Yes.
Okay, yeah. Let's just play for fun.
Which superstar performed their one and only concert of 2016 over the weekend?
Taylor Swift.
Correct. Rapper Aubrey Graham is turning 30 today. What name would we better know him as?
Aubrey Graham? I don't know.
Drake is the correct answer.
Oh, Kelly!
I didn't know Drake's real name was Aubrey Graham. I learned something today. What?
During her concert in Austin over the weekend, Taylor Swift shocked the audience when she performed This Is What You Came For. Who did she co-write that song with?
Her ex-boyfriend, Calvin Harris.
Correct.
Scandalous.
Donald Glover has been cast as Lando Calrissian in the upcoming Star Wars spinoff. As a rapper, he is known to many as...
Oh, I do know this one. Childish Gambino.
Good job. 4 out of 5.
How did I know that and not Drake?
Yeah, I'm upset.
Michael.
Is he even still there? Oh, Michael, honey.
Michael, it wasn't the day for you today.
Michael.
I already know what to do.
Michael.
My name is Michael, and I cannot beat Kelly.
But Michael, you're getting married in April, and you have won a lifetime of love and happiness for that.
Michael.
Right?
may I just with a couple comments from Twitter?
Oh, this is going to hurt.
Leslie, all caps. Oh, he didn't. He
oh,
went away.
Michael!
He didn't went away. Leslie, all caps. Don't play the game if you don't know anything about
listen,
pop culture.
To be fair, Michael said that he almost always at least ties me.
Oh, God.
We thought this is a worthy. Just wasn't his day. That's all.
Wasn't
oh, Michael
day.
Still.
It's all right.
Michael, your hair is shiny and bouncy.
Sure.
I know you already hung up on us, but.
Know.
I miss you already. I had a good time.
That is
Didn't
Can't
you?
Beat Kelly.
It was fun.
99.7 DJ.
I wanted him to win.
You did not
Listen,
want
I
him
did.
To win.
It was
you
a good
are a
story.
Damn liar. You need to stop with
I
the lies.
I wanted them to.
Stop with the lies.
Ben Davis and Kelly K Show.
Coming up, Florida. Congratulations. You're making the show here on 99.7 DJX.
Usually just, not an honor.
It's kind of a setting the bar story for you with
okay.
Florida.
Yeah,
it's
not surprising.
Yeah.
That fits.
Yeah, so that's on the way here before 8 o'clock.
Back till I can't no more.
DJX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. There is now a hard coffee being put out by Pabst Blue Ribbon Beer.
PBR just launched a new product called Hard Coffee. It's a can of iced coffee with alcohol in it.
All right.
So you drink the coffee, you drink the beer. Do you like these together?
Well, they say.
And so far, early buzz says it resembles the classic chocolate milk drink, Yoo-Hoo.
Yeah.
She I'm all, said early buzz. You get it?
Yeah.
Buzz.
For sure.
Right now, it's being tested in 5 states.
Yeah. So it's being tested in 5 states, Pennsylvania, Maine, New Jersey, Florida, and Georgia.
It tastes like Yoo-Hoo?
Doesn't know. We don't know yet if it's going to be nationwide yet. But yeah, it's a coffee.
It's a beer coffee.
It's not a coffee beer? You're saying beer, but it doesn't taste like beer. It tastes like Yoo-Hoo, but it's kind of like a hard coffee. You know how like, what is it? White Claw? That's all the rage now. Like
oh, yeah.
the hard.
It's like LaCroix.
Yeah, I was going to say. It's like the hard ciders that everybody, or not the hard seltzers that everybody's all in. This is now hard coffee. So instead of adding your own like bourbon or whatever to your Bailey's, to your coffee, now you can just buy Pabst Blue Ribbon branded iced coffee. It's vanilla iced coffee.
Wow.
With booze in it.
Well, I feel like you're the one to taste test this.
I would.
Because you drink both.
I sure do.
Yeah.
I like to drink like dark beers like stouts sometimes. So I thought it was going to taste like that. But if it tastes like chocolate milk, that's going to go down so easily.
Yeah, that's what they're saying. They're saying it kind of tastes like chocolate Yoo-Hoo, which a quick tangent. My freshman roommate in college, he and I had a rocky start to our relationship. In the form of him sleeping with a knife under his bed.
Oh, my God.
Well, what? That was
Wait,
aggressive.
What?
But all was mended when I brought Yoo-Hoo back from.
You offered a Yoo-Hoo and he's like, you're cool.
Yeah, exactly. That's
I like you.
All was mended with over a bottle of Yoo-Hoo.
And you're not a bad egg anymore.
right, exactly.
That's great.
I will still sleep with a knife under my pillow.
Okay.
But I will not. Threatened to then harm you with said knife.
I will promise to not use it on you.
Right.
That was the follow-up. Did the knife disappear? Yeah. Like once we gave the Yoo-Hoo?
Yeah, yep. So yeah, the whole story is
great.
PBR is now releasing a hard coffee there.
And we can only hope that it's going to have the same effect on people in the relationships like
right.
Yoo-Hoo did on yours
right.
and your roommate.
Yeah, you know,
hey,
we're good now.
However
good.
We come together.
Yeah. Florida making the show coming up here next after talk on 99.7 DJ. DJX. We're streaming TheBenAndKellyShow.com. You can always ask Alexa to launch 99.7 DJX, and you can get our podcast and get live radio, all that right there. Florida makes the show from time to time. And when I say from time to time, I mean just
all
about
the time.
Every
yes.
single day.
All
just
the time.
Because weird, random things happen in that state. So, a little Florida setting the bar. If you can manage to make it through the day without pretending to be a police officer and pulling over a real police officer, you're doing okay.
Ah, dang.
Hate it when that happens.
Yeah. This man driving a car impersonating a police cruiser. He even tried to make a traffic stop on I-4.
Yeah, so when you're impersonating a police officer...
You're going to spring into action and start pulling people over?
I don't know if you're trying to be like the Florida superhero or not, but this is what happened.
Unfortunately for him, the driver he stopped was an off-duty deputy.
Oh, yeah. Boy.
Yeah, yeah.
Hey, I haven't seen you down at headquarters.
Yeah, his name is Barry.
Barry.
Oh,
sorry.
Barry.
Wait. Officer Barry.
Oh.
Officer Barry.
When he finally did pull over, the man was yelling at him, saying, "You don't believe I'm a cop? Why didn't you pull over?" That just didn't sit well with this off-duty deputy. That's not how law enforcement officers act.
Yeah.
Not protocol.
So yeah.
Nope.
The off-duty deputy asked Barry Officer Barry to show him his credentials. And that's when Barry was like, I left them back at the station.
My desk.
And don't you believe me?
Yeah.
Right.
Investigators say when the deputy asked the man to prove he was an officer, he couldn't. So the man got in his car and took off.
He said,
did he have a uniform? Were there lights on the car? What was he driving? I need to paint the picture a little bit more. Was he convincing as Officer Barry?
Was he in like a stolen police car?
Obviously not, because Barry was not very convincing to the off-duty deputy that he pulled over.
Dang.
And later arrested.
I didn't see you at the academy. All right.
Barry.
He's just, you know what? He's trying, though, to keep the streets safe.
Yeah. I mean, is he kind of a Florida Superman where he's impersonating an officer? Maybe he's like, maybe not Superman, maybe he's Batman. Maybe he's trying to rid the city of
he's a Dark Knight
of crime.
Right.
Wow.
Right.
He's the hero Florida didn't know they needed.
Barry.
Officer Barry.
Sorry. Officer Barry. The Florida superhero.
Yeah.
On 99.7. I'm a sucker for you. Ben and Kelly, 99.7 DJX, 75 outside. According to Wave 3 News storm tracking team, going to get up to about 89 today, then 90s for the rest of the week. Maybe even some rain popping into the forecast there. So pretty much sticky, sweaty, baby powder inducing weather.
It is supposed to be a little less humid today. So enjoy that.
There you go. Enjoy that.
Yeah.
All right. Feel good stories. Do this every single hour. Brought to you by Ray's Ford, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge. Everything cheaper outside the city. Visit RaysFord.com. From Wave 3.
Spending a summer break biking across the country. That's what more than a dozen Western Kentucky University students are doing. And all of it for a good cause.
Yeah. So a group of 14 fraternity brothers are hoping to raise money for Alzheimer's research by biking cross country from California, San Francisco, California, to Virginia Beach, Virginia.
Wow, that's ambitious.
Yeah.
And they say 1 in 6 are affected by Alzheimer's or know somebody who is.
Ken Barlow is one of 13 others from Western Kentucky University biking cross country.
Yep, and they're averaging about 70 miles a day.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
I'm tired just thinking about that.
Just yesterday, they had a little fundraiser at Kingfish last night there, and they had live music, silent auction, all that. For Bike for Alls merchandise, B-I-K-E, the number 4, and A-L-Z. They're hoping to raise about $70,000 before July 20th, which is when they expect to get to Virginia Beach.
Dang.
Oh, when did they start?
They started not too long ago. So, there you go.
So, they have, hotels, kind of step up to the plate and say, hey, we'll give you some free rooms along the way, or, there's a lot of logistics that come into a trip like that.
Yeah, for sure.
That's amazing.
Yeah, a shout out to those WKU students there, part of Bike for Alls, biking coast to coast to raise money for Alzheimer's research there.
Bless their hearts. That's awesome.
Good stuff there. That's your Feel Good, brought to you by Ray's Ford on 99.7 DJX. Kelly, 99.7 DJX, with the 4th of July holiday past us now. Terry is still getting some attention. You'll recall Terry because of this viral video that kind of went stratosphere a couple years ago of Terry lighting off some fireworks in the street. Terry's in a motorized wheelchair that failed to go when he needed it to go the most.
Bag up, Terry. Put it in reverse, Terry.
Oh, no.
Put it in reverse.
Oh,
Lord.
Yeah, so Terry actually,
that launched merch, did it not? I feel like there's merch.
There is now a GoFundMe to get Terry a new wheelchair.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
That is just now happening?
Yeah, so because his chair no longer works.
Well, it didn't work back then.
Well, it just malfunctioned back then. Uh-huh. But apparently it's completely doesn't work.
Oh,
they're looking for a goal of $39,000 to buy Terry a new motorized wheelchair for sure. Snoop Dogg and Ricky Smiley already have pitched in on that.
Well, that's fantastic. Yeah. They should get it to the finish line right there, just the two of them.
You'd think, right. But I don't know if they've pitched in or if they've just drawn attention to it, because they've only raised $3,300 of the $39,000.
Okay, well, then Snoop Dogg did not.
Oh, wow. But yeah.
Seriously.
We've shared out the link, the GoFundMe link, if you want to see it. Yeah. Oh, no. Guys, pour one for poor Terry.
Listen.
Terry.
Have we figured out who Terry's buddy is right there? Because he's the real MVP of the video, let's be honest.
The real MVP.
His commentary is the real MVP.
Yeah.
He's the one that gave us the quotables for the t-shirts.
Yeah, and we don't
put it in reverse, thing. Terry.
Yeah,
we need to know who that guy is. We need to throw him a couple of dollars.
You can get the GoFundMe page up on our Twitter. We've retweeted it, at Ben and Kelly Show.
Coming up on the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show.
Has he yet, do we know? I need to investigate further. Like, has he been, like, the person to light the fuse for the first, like, big community display anywhere? I need that to happen, too. Like, we need to invite him to Thunder to push the button.
Yes.
To start Thunder.
Yes.
We do. That needs to happen. Let's start it right now. KDF, I'm looking at you.
Let's get Terry
to push. Hit the button for Thunder.
In the Gold House. Come on, Terry.
And the theme for Thunder would be, put in reverse Terry.
Yeah, there you go.
Thunder 2020. Yes.
Coming up, the U.S. women's soccer team. Made headlines by defeating Netherlands to win the World Cup. But it's not just that. It's the Telemundo announcers that really bring it all together.
They make it fun.
Ed Sheeran, 99.7 DJX with Justin Bieber. Justin Bieber jumped in on the bottle cap challenge, kicking off the bottle cap to a, looked like a liquor bottle, but shouting out Tom Cruise before he did so.
Here. This could be Tom Cruise's head.
Oh, could be Tom Cruise's head. Yikes. Wow, then does a roundhouse kick. And successfully does it there.
That's great.
Ed Sheeran, by the way, has been just releasing like some singles off of his upcoming collaborations project, which is going to be out next week strategically. And so last week just released Bruno Mars, Chris Stapleton, Blow, which dropped the video just about 10 hours ago, and that's posted at WDJX.com.
Is the label wanting us to play all of them like in regular rotation?
I mean, I'm nervous. Obviously, we're playing I Don't Care quite
a bit. I'm nervous about Ed Overload.
We're playing Beautiful People with Khalid, and we're playing Cross Me with Chance the Rapper.
I love that one. It's my favorite. Right, so I love Ed. I love everything he's doing. However, I worry about Ed Overload.
You know what? Don't worry, Kelly.
Playing all of them all the time.
Don't worry.
We have Ed every 5 minutes.
Listen. Ed live his life.
Okay.
We already do this with Post Malone, Ariana Grande. This is my point. And he's just joining on.
We're going to have three artists that we're rotating because we have to play all these songs.
It sounds like you're not excited about new Ed.
I am. I just get on the Ed train, taster, Kelly. And then make us buy the album. That's what you do. And
get
then
on the
enjoy
Ed train.
All the Ed that I don't get tired of it, hearing it incessantly on the radio.
It isn't right now.
Okay.
So enjoy this moment. Okay.
It's with Chris Stapleton. I haven't listened to it yet. Is it like a little country twist in or something like
it's
that?
It's very rock. Really? It's very like Kid Rock-esque like rock sound.
I'm here for all of it.
Yeah, it's good. You can see and hear the video, WDJX.com. We got that posted for you. On 99.7 DJX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. Get to some sports action here. Sports. U.S. women's soccer team. Of course, in the finals against Netherlands, World Cup action. They win 2-0 to become... Gosh, they have now won a record 12 straight World Cup matches, 26 goals in the World Cup, the most ever in a single World Cup. Insane.
Rose up the middle, looking, cutting, shooting, goal.
Rose Lavelle there.
2-0 the U.S.
Winds up with the with the goal that sends the Women's World Cup into the victory there. Now, I'll tell you. It's nice hearing, you know,
Rose up the middle, looking.
The announcers announce the goals.
Yeah, they're excited. That's fun.
It is not nearly as exciting as listening to the Spanish announcers on Telemundo announce the same goals. So, first, the goal from Rose.
Rose up the middle. Looking, cutting, shooting, goal!
That's very exciting.
American announcers.
Yeah, very exciting. Now, Telemundo. Here it comes.
Yeah. The hang time. How long?
Goal!
Oh, no, no. Do it again. Do it again. Yeah.
That's amazing.
Fire it up again.
That's amazing.
Dang.
Wow.
The core strength he must have is pretty impressive.
I know, so impressive.
You've got to push that out for impressive. A long time.
So what about the very first goal that the United States scored, courtesy of Megan Rapinoe?
Va a pegar, atención, aquí va el remate.
All right, here it comes.
Yeah. Breathe, dude.
So
yeah,
breathe. His lungs must be humongous.
I'm exhausted hearing it.
How awesome is that? That is so great.
Yeah.
Again, it is nice hearing the American announcers.
Rose up the middle. Looking, cutting, shooting. Yeah.
See, we know what's happening when they're talking. We don't know anything about what's going on with Telemundo, but we don't care.
We don't.
Something exciting is happening. Something exciting
is building.
Definitely happening. All right, here, let's record.
Did we time it?
Yeah, let's time it.
Sure.
Let's time it.
Hang on. Hang on. I got to stop watching.
All right, here we go.
Hang on.
All right.
Okay, ready? I got
all right,
it. Ready?
Okay.
Okay.
So that was so like 8 seconds. Seconds.
Okay, so that was 8 seconds.
All right,
reset.
Second
okay.
one. Wow.
He's in 8 seconds. He's a solid 8 seconds each time.
All right, so there you go. Yeah. U.S. women's soccer team beating Netherlands 2-0.
Do we have a goal challenge? Do we each try to hold it and see how long we can do that?
No.
No? A Telemundo challenge?
No, that is
You're
not.
You're not up to the challenge?
They probably practice before the game starts. Like, all right, guys, let's practice and hold out that word. Like,
again, they have core strength that we can only dream of. Megan Rapinoe won the Golden Boot. Rose, she got that as well. And then the Golden Ball, Megan also got the Golden Ball, and Alex Morgan won the Silver Boot. So a lot of awards there. The U.S. women's soccer team beating Netherlands 2-0 to win the World Cup in World Cup action. Gosh, they make it sound so good.
They really do. I want to be in the booth with them. I don't even care to watch. I just want to listen.
Right. Right. Right, for sure.
I've never been that excited about anything ever.
Wow.
I mean, you know?
Wow.
You know what they need to do? They need to bring that guy in for, like, the birth of every baby.
Yes!
Like, as soon as the baby comes out.
Goal! The baby comes out, yeah.
When you're a new mom and you get so over that, you cross that finish line, you meet your baby, that deserves that kind of
Congrats
a reaction.
To the United States women's soccer team there. Ticker tape parade on Wednesday in New York City for them on 99.7 DJX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. Text message from a listener, 502-571-9970. Good morning, Ben and Kelly. Listening to the guy scream goal this morning had me cracking up. It reminded me of my wife giving birth about a month ago.
See?
Did I mention that he had him in our car on the way to the hospital? Wow. Yeah, Morgan texts, it's a boy!
That's what you need.
I know.
It's a big deal.
Perfect.
I love it.
Love that.
I don't plan on having a child for 10 years, but I got plenty of time to find that man to be in the room when that happens. That's
great news.
For sure.
Has it was a little different for me. I had C-sections.
United States. Well, I mean, that...
That's still valid.
That's still very... I wasn't doing any of the, like, putting out a lot of effort. I was just kind of like, what's happening now?
Now, back-to-back World Cups there for the United States women's soccer team. So congrats again to them. 99.7 DJX. All right, coming up next, Texas, congrats. You're making the show courtesy of the Underwear Lightbulb Guy.
Underwear Lightbulb Guy.
Yep, ooh. Post Malone first, 99.7 DJX. It's Ben and Kelly, 99.7 DJX. You know, Ring cameras, those Ring doorbell cameras are really something interesting.
My
now.
Neighbor's got one. I'm thinking of buying one. Like, can you just go, can they live on its own or do they have to be a part of a system?
Well,
I need to know.
I know that a lot of people ever since the doorbell licker, remember that story last year, the doorbell licker came over and saw the camera and started just licking the doorbell.
He just looked at the camera while he licked.
I know. And that was kind of out of Texas. So I don't know if this is a Texas thing or not, but there was a Ring camera that caught Michael. He was caught on camera wearing pink and gray women's underwear, tattooed.
On the porch?
Stealing a light bulb.
Oh. Is he wearing anything more than the underwear?
Wow. We're stealing light bulbs off of porches now?
Yeah. So he just...
Oh, hey, Hal. There he is.
He just walks up to their porch, their light bulb there, unscrews it, and takes off.
I have a theory. Just from what I've seen so far, this is my investigative mind going to work.
Yeah, right?
He's a neighbor that was bothered by the brightness of the light.
Sure.
He obviously was caught in the middle of sexy time because of how he's dressed. So he's like, you know what? Things are going on across the street. That light is distracting. I'm going to go take care of that. That's my theory.
He's a problem solver.
That's my theory. Not knowing anything just from that footage. That's my theory. Detective Kelly, closing the book on that.
All right.
Or? What do you mean or? That's the story. I'm sticking with it.
This makes him sound like a hero.
That has to be right.
He's taking care of his lady. Like, listen, let me go make sure that this is not distracting us.
Or Michael had been
ladies underwear.
Busted.
We forgot about that.
Yeah.
Or Michael had been busted with burglary charges before, resisting arrest before, and possession of a controlled substance before, and was... just then busted on a misdemeanor criminal trespassing charge.
I'm still sticking with my theory.
I think you're right. Michael, though.
The porch light was bothering a sexy time.
That's right. And that first thing he found were, gray, pink women's panties.
Hang on. Let me borrow those.
I'm going to put an end to this once and for all.
Yep.
There you go. Yeah, Texas making the show on 99.7 DJX. Ben Kelly, 99.7 DJX, a part of the All Access Summer, brought to you by Wellstone Regional Hospital. All this week, Ariana Grande going to hook you up with tickets to see her in Lexington. So get the word breathing into the website.
Breathing. B-R-E-A-T-H-I-N.
There you go. Breathing. Get that into the website at WDJX.com and you're in to win tickets for her show in Lexington.
Don't let your need to spell it correctly make you ineligible. Don't put the G on the end.
Nah, there you go.
She does not.
Good point. It's breathing. Get that in. WDJX.com. All right, feel good. We do this every single hour, brought to you by Raise Ford, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge. Everything cheaper outside the city. Visit RaiseFord.com. We are on baby watch for the Louisville Zoo. It could happen today.
Well, I'm going to need for them to turn on a live cam because I need something to do with the rest of my day.
Mickey, the African elephant there at the Louisville Zoo, is expected to give birth mid to late summer of this year. But they are using the hashtag Mickey Monday as a hashtag, referring to the fact that all signs are pointing to the fact that she could be having a baby today.
Or late summer sometime. That's what we're saying? Okay.
I'm going to ask Mickey if she can wait till tomorrow because elephants are my fave animal and then me and her little baby would be birthday twins.
There you go. Yeah. We can only assume that the baby when delivered would sound like this.
And wow.
Yeah.
That's a lot of fluid.
A lot of fluid there. Yep. For
Big
sure.
Big animal.
So,
you know what? Tell me after it happens. I don't know if I need a live cam. I don't think I need to watch it.
Have changed your mind?
Yeah.
Have we watched elephant mating?
Yes, we have. I'm fairly confident we have.
Do you have it saved?
It's, yeah, I don't think that's necessary.
It's probably really aggressive.
I don't even know if there'd be any audio. Would there be?
That's probably loud.
Would they have used their trunk noises?
I'm thinking trunk noises are probably a part of it.
Let me just type this into...
Logistically, it seems like it's going to be difficult.
Yeah, they're very big. They're large.
The girthy animals.
Girthy.
Just in general. Like, I don't think it's... It probably happens fairly quick, too.
All right. Well, this is 1.8 million views. Can't be wrong, right?
No, I don't. Oh, happy that's how I thought it would happen.
Happy Monday.
She's backing that thing up.
Okay. So we understand. Wow.
Oh my gosh.
Wow, that's exactly what I thought it would be like. But this can't be right. This can't be
twitching.
Right. This can't be right.
It's wagging its tail.
Oh my gosh, I feel really dirty watching this right now.
Why is the tail like that?
Well, the tail's wagging.
Oh, why did they zoom in? Stop zooming in.
Okay. So there you go. Let's just hope that Mickey has a great pregnancy and a great successful birth. There.
Did you notice that the trunk is kind of playing with her ear in a nice, playful way?
As all female elephants would like,
whispering
right?
Sweet nothings.
There you go. That is your feel good. Brought to you by Ray's Ford.
Oh, 99.7
DJX.
His trunk on her back.
Website at WDJX.com. Over the weekend, Spider-Man Far From Home, that was obviously the number one movie over the weekend.
How much did it make? Like $185 million or something?
Yes. It is the largest ever for a film released over the 4th of July weekend.
Wow. $60 of that was from me.
There you go. Toy Story 4
over the top,
was the number two movie over the weekend at the box office. Of course, they had to compete against Stranger Things 3, which that premiered on Netflix over the 4th of July weekend as well.
I got both accomplished, so I don't know what you're talking about.
So,
I mean, both done and done.
I'm
checked off.
I'm in for Stranger Things season 1 and 2.
You haven't started season 3 yet?
Listen,
I've even started season 3, so...
Stop talking. You're doing it wrong. Stop talking.
Kat jumped in at season 3.
Oh, my God.
So. I haven't seen season 1 or season 2.
Irresponsible!
I am halfway through season 3 episodes in on season 1. You just got to do it out of order.
No, you don't.
Stop with it.
That is not
Rotten
the
Tomatoes
way you do it.
Has season 3 as an 89% on Rotten Tomatoes score, which is pretty good.
I feel like it should be higher, though.
Your review?
My review?
Don't spoil it.
Okay.
Don't spoil it.
I will say this. There is a lot of... Oh, and that's cool. And... Ew. Whoa. Seriously?
Okay, so Kelly's review of Stranger Things in just her...
I feel like that was a progression.
That was a lot of emotions.
Her vocal emotion.
You did miss out on one emotion.
What was that?
Like,
oh,
screaming.
There was a lot of that.
Was there?
And hiding
and
under
of
covers.
Yeah, a lot of that, too.
All right. So there you go. Yeah. Rotten Tomatoes.
Does that help?
Yeah, a little bit. Rotten Tomatoes rated it as an 89%. Kelly gave it a lot of different...
Emotions.
We'll
say emotions.
Kat?
Now, listen, I feel like I need to throw this out there, too. For pro tip, if you haven't yet seen Spider-Man Far From Home, first of all, if you haven't seen Endgame, you cannot see it yet. Go do that first, because it's just riddled with spoilers if you haven't done that first. But pro tip, 2 extra scenes. One of them is at the very end after all of the credits.
Okay.
Stay for both.
All right. So there you go.
Because I'll tell you, here's my reaction to the extra scenes. Okay. First extra scene.
Oh, no.
Okay. Second extra scene.
Okay.
Yeah. They have to make up for it.
Or the first time Kelly saw a man naked.
That also applies.
There you go. For sure.
Does that help? 502 Trend.
Ariana Grande, 99.7 DJX, part of the All Access Summer, brought to you by Wellstone Regional Hospital. Of course, the word this hour, breathe in. Get that into the website at WDJX.com. You can win tickets to her show in Lexington. Of course, people were a little bit worried about Ariana Grande after she was filmed and actually spotted crying during one of her performances at a show recently during the song REM. And people were all like, wow, you know, is she going to cancel her tour? What's going on? So Ariana Grande actually released a statement that said she's committed to doing the tour during a time when she is still, quote, processing a lot. But said she's super grateful for the experience and for everybody who is worried about her. But she's going to be okay. So there you go.
Okay.
Latest on Ariana there on 99.7 DJX. It's Khalid Talk, DJX. I'm a sucker for Jonas Brothers, 99.7 DJX. Remember, last week they were part of the DJX All Access Summer brought to you by Wellstone Regional Hospital. Their show in Cincinnati with their download of their album, tickets to the show, and then hotel stay. Of course, winner's going to be contacted today for that. That's pretty cool. Ariana Grande all this week and next. And then perhaps even Shawn Mendes. Of course, he is going to be here, Louisville, August 3rd. Be listening for your opportunity to get closer to Shawn Mendes as that comes here closer here on 99.7 DJX.
Can I just? So Camila showed up to his concert at the Staples Center.
Oh, in LA? A
couple days ago.
So right. You mean Shamila?
Well, she was gushing on her Instagram story over him from the crowd.
Sure.
And then they went to brunch the next day.
All right.
With like some of his family, and they're very hand-holdy and huggy.
Hand-holdy and huggy.
Oh.
Yet a fan asked him, are you dating? He shakes his head no.
Maybe they just don't want to define it yet.
Evidence is pointing otherwise.
It's called talking when you first start dating, well, but you're not official yet.
More than that.
Okay.
You can see all the evidence.
Ooh.
As I've been extensively researching.
All right.
About WDJX.com.
Okay, awesome.
I do the hard work so you don't have to.
All right, thank you, Kelly.
All the heavy lifting.
Thank you, Kelly.
Sure.
We salute you.
There you go. That is up. WDJX.com. Guys, have a good